If you're looking to support local businesses through their recovery from some of this COVID shutdown and lockdown that we've had on and off over the last few months, as well as giving them your business, you can also, if you want, give them some of your ideas. It's an online platform and it's been launched locally. It allows people to provide constructive feedback to local businesses. Nick Clare is a co-founder of Suggest It, and he's local to Ballarat. He's with us this morning. Nick, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having us.
What's Suggest It? What is this thing you've created?
Yeah, so if you think about the traditional suggestion box, write a bit of paper, put it in a box, and away it goes to a business or an organisation. We've sort of digitised that for 2020 and put a version that you can do that online. And we were sort of inspired when we were sitting with Ben, my co-founder, and I at a local cafe, great local cafe. We just saw, you know, people walking in and out and just a little bit of congestion. And we thought, gee, if they move that table from there to there and such, but actually that would be a lot better. And we thought, gee, that's a good idea. We should give them. But they were so busy behind the, you know, serving coffees and whatever, that it was really hard to share that idea. And we sort of walked away and went, there's an idea. We could, you know, have that. We sort of reimagine the traditional suggestion box.
See, in that scenario, as you've just outlined, Nick, if you had have said, hey, how about you move that table? Everyone could move, you know, more freely. It could have been taken, you know, a couple of ways by those running the cafe. It could have been taken well. It could have been taken really badly.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm right in the middle of my fourth latte, so I'm just I'm with me sort of thing. I'm so busy sort of thing. But also, yeah, like it is something that businesses are very proud of what they do, and they're doing the best they can, especially in this time. So we thought, what better way than to try and share that idea in a platform which, most importantly, we really push it. Positive, constructive. That's number one, positive and constructive. It's private. It's that sort of closed loop between what we call the idea giver or the guru and the business. So unlike, a public review, which is out into the ether, and importantly, it's free. No cost for the person to put the idea in or the business to receive it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are those other review platforms that are around, and there is always the risk of negativity with those. You're trying to eliminate some of that and make sure it is actually constructive and it is helpful to the business.
And that's sort of at the core of our mission. I think if you think about the last few months and the time that we've been through, and if you look at the incredible response both locally here, Ballarat, and in regional Victoria, and I'd say all around Australia, there's just a shift to, you know, be kind and support and, you know, a real shift in narrative for people from going, let's actually do this together and be positive and constructive. And, I respond to that personally very strongly. And, it's a big shift because it's easy to sit behind a keyboard and anonymously write stuff and put it on the internet, et cetera, and you can see that all throughout everything. So what we want to do is sort of change that narrative, flip it on its head, you know. It's positive, it's, you know, closed loop and private, and importantly, it's free.
Okay. Now, you've launched this locally, or have you launched this globally?
Yeah, well, great things start in Ballarat, as we know. Not only great coffees and great businesses, but great platforms and ideas. So we've launched this in Ballarat locally. We're a couple of Ballarat locals. We have our kids locally here at school, and we want to raise our family here in Ballarat, but also raise this idea. And one day, as the success continues, and we're seeing that already with some great ideas coming in, we see this to be a scalable idea throughout regional Victoria, Australia, and look, you know, let's take on the world one day.
Okay, so at the moment, this is for Ballarat businesses to sign up to and Ballarat locals to use for Ballarat businesses in particular?
Absolutely. Okay. What you can do is actually search any business in the world and give that idea, but our focus initially is in Ballarat, so ensuring that, like you say, Ballarat businesses can jump on and sign up as a business, or if any of your listeners driving to work today or sort of coming back from a run in the morning, go, well, I've got a really good idea for that business. They can jump on, find that organisation or business, type that idea, and away they go.
Okay. So this is kind of proof of concept stage. You see that it works here, and if it does, then it's off to take on the world.
That's right. And that probably, if you think about all the great startups which started from something very small, yeah, a lot of them in Silicon Valley or sort of those sort of places. This is this sort of idea of making sure that it works here. We can craft it. We can, most importantly, support Ballarat businesses with some great ideas, but also then let's now launch it and get it as a global platform.
Okay. Nick, you said it's free for users, as you call gurus, so the general public putting in the idea. It's free for businesses to sign up. How do you make money out of it?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, we're so focused on actually just getting these positive ideas and constructive shift in way people share ideas. That's our focus at the moment, and that's what we really want to do. Look, there's options for us to sort of look at how we can make this bigger and better, and there's some really interesting things around how we can do that. But, look, we're hoping to get the proof of concept, as you say, getting up there. If there is something there that there is scalable, then we can take that next to the next level.
Righto. How much interest have you had so far, Nick? Because it's a pretty crowded space, the internet.
Yeah, it is a crowded space, and we're sort of doing a couple of things now, doing it from a very much an online point of view, but also we've got some great businesses, some great local businesses getting behind it and being our ambassadors to the next level.
Righto. How much interest have you had so far, Nick? Because it's a pretty crowded space, the internet.
Yeah, it is a crowded space, and we're sort of doing a couple of things now, doing it from a very much an online point of view, but also we've got some great businesses, some great local businesses getting behind it and being our ambassadors as well. So we've had some great interest both on the business side and really diverse mix of businesses from accountants to tradies, hairdressers, cafes, potentially radio stations. But also we've had some really good ideas coming from gurus, which we have come from nowhere. So, and some really clever ideas, very simple ones, and that's the thing. There might be small, little, simple ideas, and if a business gets, you know, 10 of those, it's like, maybe we have to do something about that. There could be some transformative ideas which are, you know, game-changing, and there could be some ideas where we're like, you know, thanks very much, but no, we might just leave that one.
you say this is focusing on the positive. You launched it officially when?
On the weekend, and being a Geelong supporter, I had you know, a bit of positive optimism going into Saturday, but it was
it
a great
didn't quite
game.
Work
and
out.
Well, maybe we can set up a suggestion box for our local favourite AFL team to give some suggestions through. But no, we launched it on the weekend, and we're going to watch and see what happens over the next sort of days, weeks, and months, and hopefully it's momentum, it's positive momentum already is starting to really drive.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that, Nick, because on the website, it makes it clear that you want positive, constructive comment. You've said that repeatedly this morning, and that's what this is all about. What do you do if how can I phrase this, the nasty pasties come out to play and start flooding you with negative comments on stuff? What do you do? How do you manage that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the platform helps us manage that. Number one is the suggested promise, and so that's a commitment for people. When they do submit the idea, they click a box and they are saying that's positive. If the platform identifies something that could be potentially rephrased, we might go back to the guru and say, how about you think about this? But if there is some, you know, ideas or comments that are just negative, you know, illegal or anything like that, they are completely just banned off the platform.
All right. I'll be fascinated to see how it goes as a way of providing that positive feedback, because sometimes as we go back to that, the initial idea about where the table was to improve flow, a lot of people probably resist, as you did, on that day and think, oh, no, I won't interfere, I'll just leave it.
Yeah, and I think the anonymity thing is interesting too, because it is semi-anonymous where, you know, you might not feel confident yourself to give that idea, but if you're able to do it in a semi-anonymous state, then you can actually, you know, have the confidence to give that. And, you know, you might love your local cafe and love the food, you love everything about it, but, you know, the coffee might not be up to scratch, or you see something and you go, I'm really not confident in sending that sort of, sending that idea to that business owner. And this is a great way to do that.
Rightio. Be fascinated to see how it goes. I'll give out the website and people can have a look. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Steve, and have a great day.
You too. Nick Clare, co-founder of Suggest It, and it's launched in Ballarat. New website for positive feedback and suggestions and comments for businesses. And it's the proof of concept stage, I guess, as we were saying. And then if it all works as they suggest it will and think it will, then it'll roll out to the rest of the world. So suggestit.com.au, pretty simple. Is the place you go to have a look if you decide you want to get involved and maybe make a suggestion to a local business. But it is, as Nick was saying, very much intended to be a positive thing for businesses, not the negative Nellies, not the normal review sites.